Wakey, wakey, up and Adam, it's Simo and Jordan. 5 minutes past six, you're back.
Hey, good man. Morning, Simo. How are you this fine morning?
I'm going sensationally well. Nice to see a bit of rain around, but what have you been up to? It's been like a week, maybe
well,
more.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely great to see the rain around. Hope for a bit more of that. But, I mean, it hasn't quite been a week because we did bump into each other yesterday.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
In the supermarket. And Simo, I know the answer to this,
mm-hmm.
but would you just like to enlighten me again? When you bump into someone at the supermarket, you spend about the first 30 seconds of the interaction talking and the remaining 4 minutes and 30 seconds of the 5-minute interaction judging what was in my basket.
Yeah, yeah. I just like to see what people are up to.
Yes.
I don't... You think...
I saw you getting bored in the conversation. All of a sudden, just your hands started going into my basket of items. I thought you were just going to take something out. I go, oh, this looks nice. Just pop this in mine.
So you think you're special, but I'm always having a look at what everyone else is buying.
So how was... I did have a look at what you were buying.
Yeah,
you had some chicken and some salad, was it?
No.
No, okay. I didn't have a close enough look at what you were buying then.
You're close. They were vegetables. So it was like a...
Well, that's the same.
It's a chicken curry vegetable thing.
Nice.
Oh, so good.
No need to bring me any this morning. That's
nah,
fine.
You're right. But you did... I mean, your shopping is very strange.
Why is my shopping strange?
Because...
I had a horse's head in the basket.
No, there was just nothing fresh.
It's a, yeah, because I hadn't gone to the fresh item, the fresh section yet.
Who shops in that direction?
What do you mean?
Like, no.
I do frozen first.
Why?
And then make my way to fresh.
Yeah, think about that, Jordan.
Yeah.
All right. You're shopping for...
Look, to be honest, I don't have a system. I just walk in and I'm one of those people, like, I could go up and down the aisles in order, but I just, oh, now I need this, walk there. Now I need this, walk there.
How do you not have a system?
God, is this destroying your brain that I don't have
also,
a system?
Frozen first, that'll defrost first. Walk me home, Pink, this morning, 12 minutes past 6. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up this morning back to normal. And what I thought was normal was to do a bit of shopping. We bumped into each other yesterday in the supermarket.
Yes.
And only just realised that you have no system.
Yeah, this has, like, shocked you. During that song, you've just been questioning me constantly about the fact that I don't have I don't have an order when I go shopping.
Because I go... Most people, I believe, would go fresh section, boom, straight away first. You just, that's where your head, it's right there.
Mm.
Now, the fresh stuff, as you purchase it, it's not going to defrost as you shop, nor it's like, if you know what I mean, you have less time with the frozen stuff because you shop for it at the end.
Yes, but I go frozen first.
Yeah.
So that way, if you put the frozen stuff in first and then do the fresh section,
yeah,
then the fresh stuff will stay cool.
Yeah.
Next to the frozen stuff.
But it's also
And it's not like the frozen stuff will defrost, Simo. I don't live like 3 hours drive away from my local supermarket.
That is,
it's about a 10-minute walk.
That is true.
It's going to be fine.
You are much closer to town than I am.
Thank you.
So that could be a reason for our different techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call because I would like to hear. I am actually fascinated by this because people do this every day. And if there's more people out there like you, I am... equally concerned and intrigued. 64 572 977, please, because I want to know how you shop. Do you do aisle by aisle, or are you kind of just like, it depends on the size of the shop, I imagine, as well.
I mean, yeah, I mean, so you have some kind of system.
Yeah.
You walk back and forth in some kind of order.
Start in the fresh, go through the aisles that you need to visit.
Mm. Whereas I just kind of waltz in there and think, what do I want? I'm going to go that, and then I'm going to go to the other side of the supermarket and get that, bloody, and then I'm going to go get that.
Right, and are you working from a list?
No.
Okay, so there's an issue, because do you end up going back to an aisle you've already been to?
Yes.
See, no one wants to go back to where they've been before.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to, because it's not like you go to a different supermarket every single time you do shopping. You do go back to the original place.
Is it frustrating for you, though, if you have walked past the thing that you needed?
Incredibly.
Yeah, big time.
But still, so yes, we did bump into each other at the supermarket yesterday.
Yeah.
Had a bit of a chat and then went our separate ways to do the shopping.
Hmm.
Why were you so intrigued by that? I think it was like a packet of naan bread or something like that, or maybe curry sauce.
Maybe.
Because we were met in an aisle, and then I kind of went away to the other side of the supermarket, went to the deli, came back 5 minutes later, and you were still staring at the same... What was so fascinating about it?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was naan bread, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was, like I said, I was making a curry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just intrigued by... You know, they put stuff on special.
Yeah.
But it's not really... Like, I don't want to have a go at quality control, but the good stuff is never on special. Are you with me? So it was just one of those things. But 64572977, how do you shop? Let us know. Camila Cabello, Havana, Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to take to task one of Australia's biggest takeaway food chains.
Okay.
This chain will remain nameless for now.
Yep.
But it serves pizza.
Yep.
And it's Australia's biggest one.
Alrighty.
I think we all know which one we're talking about.
Eagle Boys.
Starts with D and ends in ominos.
Yeah.
Because the reason is because they've brought out a new topping for pizza, which... The thing is, I kind of had this idea a while back.
Okay.
Admittedly, I did nothing to put it into act.
Mm.
But I still feel that they've stolen the idea, and would it be rude of me just to contact them and ask for royalties?
Is their new toppings still, like, never done before? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I don't know if this topping has been done before. It's certainly a food that has been consumed often with pizza.
Okay.
But never on top.
Right.
Simo, I'm talking garlic bread.
Garlic bread flavour.
So, essentially, it's just a pizza. It's a stock standard pizza, say, for example, Supreme. And then they've chucked on top. Each slice has also a slice of garlic bread on top of the pizza.
That's just more carbs.
Exactly. So, you pull away a triangular slice and it's so thick because it's got a piece of garlic bread on it.
Horrific.
But here's the thing. So, I had the idea a couple of months back.
Okay.
Of combining garlic bread with pizza, but not in this way.
Okay.
So, I had the idea of, you know how they do the cheese-stuffed crust... And there's, I think there's like a hot dog stuffed crust, which looks...
Wow, terrible. This is definitely...
It looks terrible, but anyway.
You're opening my eyes. This is very much a Jordan wheelhouse.
Here we go, Simo.
All right.
Garlic bread stuffed crust.
Okay.
So it's the normal pizza,
mm-hmm.
and then the crust is just a garlic bread.
Right.
I reckon that would be ingenious.
Okay.
So it combines pizza and garlic bread perfectly!
I do. I get what you're saying.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Not bad! How dare you insult me?
Yeah, well, maybe you could look to go into pizza development. Is that like a job? Is that
look,
a thing?
That's a career goal of me. Pizza development.
You'd probably need, I feel like you'd need some Italian heritage or something.
Nah, yeah, probably
your
would.
Your culture's no, working against you. Snow FM. Sage the Gemini, now and later. Snow FM breakfast, 20 to 7. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you. And she's back. I'm so pleased about this.
Oh, is this Britney Spears?
Oh, it's Britney, bitch.
Whoa.
An aggressive start to
Very
Tuesday.
Very aggressive, I mean. Is everything okay? Do we need to have a chat about anything?
No, so this is my new favourite thing. Okay, now you're not a coffee drinker, right?
I am not a coffee drinker.
But...
Nor a Britney Spears music listener, if I'm honest.
I am both.
I
upon
see.
Occasion, in the gym, pumping some weights, all I need is a blonde wig and a bit of makeup.
Well, I mean, that can be arranged very easily.
All right, so...
Not like blonde wigs are that hard to come across.
So, are you familiar with, I'm going to say, probably no, but Stronger by Britney Spears?
Do you have some of it there? Oh, this one.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, the growl. Okay, it's a good time, right?
I've never seen you, like, happier or more excited in my life.
So good. So what it has actually come to now is, I'm not sure if they were around when this song came out, but instant coffee machines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they make a bit
of... You didn't eat machine for instant coffee. Isn't it like a powder and you just pour it into hot water? Is that what we're talking about?
No, now. Now, like, in regards to... I'm talking, like, instant, like, the machine things, the big box.
Oh, I see.
Like,
okay.
A big box. You put the coffee beans in the top and mm-hmm. it grinds them and then just, like, does it for you. Like,
are these the thing that's got the steamy thing for the frothed milk as well?
Yeah, typically. Mm. But I think most people are on the espresso... You know, anyone that owns a coffee machine.
What type of coffee is it?
Like espresso.
Thank you. Got that second time around.
Hey, you stop picking on the guy with the cold.
Even though, Simo, I do not drink coffee, I used to be a barista, so yeah. I know how to say espresso, and that steamy thing was one of my favourite things to do. Often I'd just turn the knob and then the steam would come out just for fun.
So you're probably wondering, what's the coffee got to do with this?
You know what, Simo?
What?
I was wondering that. Stop playing Britney now.
Sorry, the best, it's possibly the greatest duo of all time. So this is actually, I've got a sound of an instant coffee machine.
Hang on, so you've been playing Britney Spears and now you're going to play the sound of a coffee machine.
Yeah, because it sounds remarkably similar.
Can I just point out, Simo, we haven't been doing this show for like a week.
Yeah.
And this is the best you've come up with.
I get around it.
Oh my God. I take it back. It's brilliant.
How good is that? I haven't rehearsed this. Hold up. Let me see if I can drop it at the same time. How good is that? All right, so
if you've just tuned in, you're listening to a live remix of Britney Spears, whatever the song was
and
called.
And a coffee machine.
And a coffee machine. The coffee machine has demanded royalties.
You cannot tell me that that is epic. So here's the original, no coffee machine. All right, here's Simo's coffee remix.
It works.
Okay, I got mad skills is all I'm saying.
So you go, Simo coming to a nightclub near you. This DJ remixes of songs with coffee machines.
I'm just worried the coffee machine's going to get sued now.
Might do, you never know.
Lunch Money Lewis, this is The Bills, Snow FM Breakfast. Another one from DJ Khaled, Justin Bieber as well. No brainer. And DJ Khaled, well, his mate there, JB's got a new album dropping at the end of January. Looking forward to that. It's Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, a lot of celebs have been putting their hands in their pockets and donating to the various bushfire funds that are going around at the moment.
There was a lot of chat at the Golden Globes about it as well.
Yeah, there was a lot. I think Russell Crowe
couldn't
be there, but sent a message in his speech he was talking about as well. But lots of celebs donating, which is great to see. Selena Gomez, Kim Kardashian, Kendall Jenner, Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban, and Pink, just to name a few.
Right.
That have kind of sent some support our way.
Amazing job.
And what I want to talk about now is one of Australia's biggest bands are getting involved in this. They're reuniting for a special over 18s gig only. And the reason I say over 18s gig only...
Wow, they must be filthy.
...is because, no, they're the exact opposite. Their target demographic, I believe, is 5-year-olds.
Wiggles to the big red car! Zia!
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 Zia! Zia!
Filthy!
Yes, Simo, the Wiggles are reuniting. I'm talking the original Wiggles. Greg, Murray, Anthony and Jeff are reuniting for a special adults-only concert. They'll be performing all of these songs.
Yeah.
It's in Sydney. It's in a couple of weeks' time. But they've done these type of things before, and if you haven't seen footage of them, they're like the weirdest things ever.
Okay.
Because there's like them in all the different coloured skivvies that they wear.
Yeah.
Plus all the other characters. So Dorothy the dinosaur's there, Wags the dog and whatever the octopus is called. They're there. And Captain Feathersword.
Right.
And they're all there. And there's just a... You just look out to the crowd and instead of seeing, you know, parents and young kids, there's just an army of kind of 20-year-olds just moshing and going nuts to this song.
We better wake him up, so let's all call out, wake up, Jeff.
Yeah, there's an issue. Jeff, he never gets to drive the big red car.
Well, he always falls asleep.
So
and that would be an obvious health and safety, you know, issue. That's why Greg, the yellow one, is driving. Because he's like yellow as high-vis, so everyone can see him, it's safer.
Yeah, Jeff, maybe he's never been diagnosed as a narcoleptic, but he really should have put his health first a long time ago.
Do you reckon Jeff's even got his driver's license? Or does he just keep falling asleep?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I just want to say that's awesome.
Yeah, so the Wiggles tickets go on sale, I think a little bit later on today. So it's a great, great shout-out to them, and great shout-out to everyone who's donating to the Bushfire Funds.
And speaking of donations, Sticky Fingers, right? All the profits from their merch, from their Brisbane show, $68,000 straight to the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
Fantastic.
Here they are, Stickies, Gold Snafu, playing on the way to your 7 o'clock news, sport and weather. It's Simo and Jordan back together, getting the band back together like the Wiggles. Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of High Country Subaru. Post Malone circles off that Hollywood is Bleeding album, and he's moving out of Hollywood as well. Had enough. I think he's gone to Denver or something. It's 20 minutes on the way to 8, Simo and Jordan.
Well, Simo, this is the first show that we're doing together this year, so I thought, you know, it might not be a bad idea just to see if we can, you know, predict some things that are going to happen this year.
And no clues? Like, have you got any, like, tarot cards, or have you got any future-telling devices?
No.
Okay.
I've got my... I'm wearing my future-telling plain white T-shirt this morning.
That looks just like your here-in-the-future white T-shirt.
It is amazing how many different modes this T-shirt has.
Remarkably similar.
Well, Simo, I thought every single day this week we'd go through one of the big events that is happening this year.
Right.
Get some predictions on it, and then at the end of the year we can revisit and see... you know, how close we got.
Oh, hell.
And you can get involved in this as well. Head on over to the Snow FM Instagram story. I've put the question there already for what event we're looking at this morning. But, Simo, we're putting our sporting hat on this morning.
Okay.
And predicting how many golds will Australia win at the Olympics. Of course, 2020 is an Olympic year.
Right.
The Olympics in Tokyo happening a little bit later on this year. So how many golds are Australia going to come home with?
Have you done research on this? How many golds have we won previously?
Well, yes, I thought you would ask me that.
Yeah.
And I have done research on this. Because it's one of those things that you just kind of... Is 20 a lot? Is that ridiculously high? Or I don't know.
I think Australia have been in the 30s.
Have we been in the 30s?
We might have
been. For gold medals.
Yeah, maybe.
Jesus,
maybe?
In that case, we had a shocker in Rio.
Did we? What?
Last Olympics in 2016. 8 gold medals.
Okay.
We finished 10th on the medal tally.
Right.
So what do you reckon we're going to go...
Did we not do any swimming in Rio? Did they not have any water over there?
No, we did swimming, okay. But Ian Thorpe's retired now, so I don't think we're as good as we were at swimming. I think sailing we got a lot for.
We had a lot of good swimmers.
I know we did back in the day.
Michael Remember? Klim.
Michael... I like you said we had a lot of good swimmers and then mentioned Michael Klim.
I love the fact that his name backwards is Michael Milk.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, that's not... No, second name backwards is Milk. Michael backwards isn't Michael.
And then you realised when he came back from the Olympics, he started advertising Milk.
Did he?
Yeah, high in calcium and
If
all
you don't
that.
Know who Michael Klim is, he's one of the Australian swimmers from the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I mean, no offence to Michael Klim.
Yeah.
Very much in the shadow of Grant Hackett and Ian Thorpe. But yeah, so...
He was bald too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Save money on the swimming cap, though.
There you
Didn't
go.
Didn't need one of them.
Didn't need it.
So, yeah, so it's about 8 golds in 2016 Olympics.
Right.
So I'll go first. I reckon... Oh, it's a tricky one. I'm going to go... I reckon we're going to get 12.
All right.
Put that on the record. That is going to happen. I'm going to go with 12.
Etched in stone.
Which one? What are you going with?
Okay. So I just need to beat you, I assume?
Well, it's not about beating. It's about getting it right. If you think there's 12, say 12, and
okay.
Then I'll brand you a copycat, but still.
Well, if I go 13...
Oh, I see the card you've played. See, do I want to change mine now?
No, you can't.
You don't make the rules. You don't make the rules. Do I want to change mine? But then if it does... I know that if I change it to, like, 14, just to one-up you, we will probably get 12. And then it won't work.
Yep.
You've put me in a...
Yep.
Tough.
That's
you know
it.
What? I'm going to go 13 and a half.
No, it's not. There's no half gold medals.
Good point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're going to have to deal with that.
All right.
So is that what we're going with?
Okay, I will stick with 12. We will get 12 gold medals in the Tokyo 2020 Games. You are going 13?
Is it in Tokyo?
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
That's why I said the Tokyo Olympic Games.
Never been. But 13? Yeah, I'll go 13.
You're going 13. Well, you can get involved. Snow FM Instagram story. The poll is up there. Get your predictions in. And then I do feel like I'm very inspirational with this music in the background. It really does. So head on over to Snow FM Instagram story. Get your predictions in there. Every single day this week, we'll be looking at a specific event which is happening in 2020.
Mm.
And getting some predictions on it. Fingers crossed we're right.
Is there water in Tokyo? I assume there's a pool and they're going to do the swimming?
I mean, I've never been to Tokyo, but I assume they have a swimming pool.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, over 50 weeks inside the ARIA Top 50. It's Simo and Jordan, 20 minutes on the way to 9 when the workday kicks off.
Now, Simo, today is the 7th of January 2020, which means we are officially 1 week into the new year.
Mm.
Which means, what, 51 more weeks to go?
Oh, yeah.
It's almost 2021!
No, not that anyone's counting.
So the reason I bring up this is because every single year, there's kind of, for the first month of the year, there's something that we all struggle with, and it kind of takes us about a month or so to acclimatise.
Okay.
Now, what I'm talking about is whenever you have to fill out a form or whatever, whenever you have to write the date.
writing down the dates. I still have to ask people when I do it half the time.
I mean, asking what day and, you know, is it the 3rd today? Is it the 15th? I don't know. That's fine. Are you talking you have to ask people what year it is?
I have no shame.
I do not know what year it is.
I'd never know.
But yes, it normally takes about a month or so to kind of get used to, because now we're used to obviously writing 19 at the end of the date.
Yep.
Now you have to write 20 at the end of the date, and it's doubly as bad because, well, like last year when we got 18 to 9... You know, you could have just quickly scribbled out the 8 or just written a 9 on top of it.
Mm.
Now there's two numbers that we have to change.
I have to say, I've found the transition much easier.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you actually had to write the date this year?
Yeah.
Have you written the date without asking someone what year it was?
I have.
Whoa!
Yes, because we've obviously had a lot of road reporting, a lot of fire updates that have required us to date them over the weekend. And I found it remarkably easy because 2020 really rolls off the tongue.
It really does. I now know why Krieger went with that name.
Round numbers. Very easy.
Mm. But yeah, no, I reckon it takes about a month or so, worth of struggling with the date.
Oh, really? You're not doing too flash?
I mean, well, now I think about it, I don't really write the date very often. Like, back in school when you had to date your work at the start of the top of the page, like, do you ever do that? When you had to, you handed something, like you write the date. So I was writing it multiple times every day. Now I'm out of school. You know what? I reckon if I had to fill out a form, I should probably write 2018 just from force of habit.
Yeah.
I think I'm a whole year behind.
No, I still have to ask people what year. I think I did it the other week when I filled out some leave. I was like, what year are we in?
Yeah, that's even more bonkers. How do you not know what year it is?
18 and 19 are very similar, but 2020, it's a whole new thing.
It's a new decade.
The Struts and Kesha get the body talking this morning. 9 minutes on the way to 9. Simo and Jordan just hanging out. And I want to bring to you some of the best of Dr. Phil from 2019.
Why?
Because Dr. Phil, he's only gone and put his house up for sale.
Oh, I see. I just thought you'd been watching a bit of daytime TV and Judge Judy wasn't enough for you.
So if you're not familiar with the man, here he is. And he's being absolutely ruthless throughout 2019.
Mm-hmm.
$24,979.22, your total indebtedness. If I give you this check to hit the reset button and start over...
I would go to school.
You would go to school?
Mm-hmm.
Because that would get you out of debt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, ruthless, Jordan.
So did he just rip up the check?
Yep.
Ugh. I like that it's such an odd amount
of
money.
That ain't happening.
That's my favourite part of the end.
I like how it's such an odd amount of money that he's giving away. Like, what was it? $23,323.
Yeah, so it was how much this particular girl had run up debt. So he was going, no less, no more. And exactly the amount that would get her out of debt.
I see.
But he's not short a coin, which is why I'm a bit surprised at his ruthlessness not to give it out.
Okay, well, maybe the fact that he's not giving all of his money away means that he can afford all this stuff that apparently he has.
So he's currently got his Beverly Hills home up for sale, $5.75 million.
It's, I think it's safe to assume it's not just a simple 3-bedroom suburban townhouse.
Actually, this is a perfect opportunity. How do I...
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
No one has ever been richer than you are at this moment.
Maybe we could launder the money.
Alrighty, so get around the high life that Dr. Phil is cranking.
Yeah.
He's got an open planned entranceway in this home. Check out the stairway there, Jordan.
Yes, Simo. So you're showing me a picture on your computer screen over there. We've got what's like a blue marble floor, what kind of looks like a bit of a bar there with some bar stools.
Yep.
But that is not the thing that catches your attention. He's got a kind of stairway going up to a mezzanine level. But what the hell is going on with that handrail?
Yeah, there's basically ornamental silver crafted snakes.
Yeah, so what it looks like, so he's got the handrail at the kind of waist height, and then he's just kind of flopped kind of snakes on top of the handrail, and they've kind of drooped down on each side.
That's right.
And they've just kind of stuck there, like, solidly, and they are, like, the bars in between. That's...
It's got to be the most bizarre thing in that photo, right?
You know you've got too much money. Oh, wait, that's not the bizarre thing.
He spotted it.
I've just noticed on the left. Is that like a massive set of pink lips?
No. This is what you missed.
Oh. Is that an AK-47? A lot of guns are on the wall. Didn't know Dr. Phil was into that sort of thing.
Oh, 5.75 million Imagine Dragons now.